Thank you for tuning in. We'll get to your program right after this short word from our sponsors.
Do you wake up feeling like your best days have passed you by? Omega-3s are essential to the health of your body and cells. Scientists say an imbalance in the omega-3-6 ratio is a major cause of many illnesses. You need testing to know how healthy your cells are. Without testing, you're only guessing. Test yourself at home and start feeling better today. Find out how by calling Rick Kroll at 305-933-4219. Welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Join us as we speak to home business entrepreneurs for tips, tricks, do's, and even don'ts for running a successful home business. Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Success Show. Folks who run home businesses have some great advantages over brick and mortar businesses, but they also face some unique challenges. As we speak to home business entrepreneurs on the show each week, we'll find out some of the things that help them be successful. We'll explore do's and don'ts, things that really work, and things that maybe are huge time and money sucks for home business entrepreneurs. Today's guest, Rupert Packard, is a songwriting consultant living in London, England, and due to the wonders of today's technology, it's Rupert might as well be sitting next to me here in the studio. But it's great to have you here. Thanks for being here with us today. And I think that because we have a lot of people in our audience who are budding songwriters and composers, I think they'd be really interested in what you've got to share with us here today.
Awesome. Looking forward to sharing.
All right. Well, instead of me trying to talk about your background and where you've been and what brings you to this, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, cool. My name's Rupert Packard. I also go under the name Sahoko State, which means two-way state, by the way. So that's how I like to have all my interactions. But basically, I've been songwriting for quite a while now. I was in bands and I also have an artist project, but my main thing, I suppose, passion is songwriting, which I've really drilled into in the last 7 years, with doing my master's in songwriting, which I finished a few years ago, and then eventually one thing leading to another and getting a published song with Warner Chappell Music. And I also collaborate as well on people's tracks and with other artists too. So,
okay. Yeah. Very good. And so basically your background in the music business, you've already told us, is getting this degree and working in the studio with various artists and composing your own songs. And what have you got that's out there that on what did you call it, Warner?
So Warner Chappell, which is one of the biggest publishers out there. I've got a track called, well, it's not just my track. Me and four other people, because we worked on the track together. I've got a track out there called Troubled Times, which is on my, if you want to check it out, actually, it's on my Sahoko State Spotify handle. So yeah, it's up there, and it's in a production library at the moment. So it's very much written for the sync market, and so yeah, Warner Chappell decided to take it on. So we sort of signed the contracts and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, so it's sitting there waiting to get on that Netflix show. But yeah,
well, hopefully, yeah, that would be great if it gets onto a Netflix show. So basically, the people who are right now trying to develop themselves as songwriters, they have kind of a, I almost want to call it a character arc, because I'm a writer, but similar to that, they've got a journey that they have to take that starts out with getting an idea and getting that idea down and developing it in such a way that it becomes, I think for want of a better term, commercially viable. And I think there's certain things, that they have to understand and do in order to become commercially viable. With that being said, tell me about who your ideal client is and what you do for them.
I mean, my ideal client is probably, well, it's not probably, it's aspiring songwriters. They've got, I think we need to talk in terms of dreams, actually, because I think songwriting is, well, of course, it is a commercial entity, but, it always starts out as a kind of something in your heart, a dream. And they want to, actually take that dream of songwriting and sort of turn it into something. They have tried songs, but they sort of, and some of them are sort of struggling to finish as well. And, my clients potentially, have a basic musical aptitude, but they've got a dream and they want to grow it. Basically, that I'd say is my ideal, client that I'm going for is ones who, they want to take their songwriting a bit more seriously. And what I can do for them is I have a quite an in-depth feedback service for them. So they send me their track, and by the way, it doesn't have to be finished, actually. It can be, if it's an unfinished song, they can send me their unfinished song, and if it's a verse and a chorus. And what I will do is analyze what they've got. So we go quite deep into looking at the structure, looking at the lyrics, looking at the melody, looking at the arrangement, looking at the vocal a little bit, and looking at the general first impression. In other words, how's it sort of coming across straight away? Because one of the things, certainly in the A&R world, is making sure that first minute, is really solid. I.e. making sure the setup of the songs. And what I will do is I will go into detail analyzing those things that I've just said. And then if it's an unfinished song, I will then sort of give tips on how they can finish, where they can take the song next, so they're struggling to come up with a second verse. I will look at the lyrics. I won't obviously write it because that's collaboration, that's difficult, but I will, say, well, have you thought of taking the story in this direction or this direction? Or if they're struggling to come up with a melody for a section, have you thought of doing this with a melody? Something like that. And the format that this is delivered in is like a screen capture video. So what they will do, we'll talk about how to send it later on. But basically, I'd put the lyrics up on the screen and I would actually give a commentary as we go so they can watch the video over and over again to sort of see what they can do with their feedback. We look at what's going well, but we look at what can be improved to take it to that sort of next level. So, there could be someone who wants to, they just want to go out and perform songs. Then they just haven't quite got the, confidence to sort of finish those songs or whatever. Then we'd make sure that we get those, I'd give a suggestion so that that song can be finished and taken out sort of to perform at an open mic. And then there might be people that might have a more finished song, but we can look at how to get that polished. And then what I would also offer is that after I have sent the video back with the feedback, I would then have a week of support, so people can have a week and send via email and ask me questions about the feedback that they've received. So it's almost like an aftercare.
Mm-hmm. So then in separating the different types of clients, you mentioned types, some clients who maybe want to go to open mics, or some clients who maybe have a band and they want to start getting their band around. And then there's clients that really want to try to break into the music business. How do you differentiate with what the needs of these various types of clients are?
Partly what I would probably do is what I would do is get the clients to fill in a form beforehand so they can sort of say what their goals are. And then also, if, say, for example, a client fills in fills in something where they've got sort of particular goals, then I'd obviously look at the song in the light of that. But, I would sort of see where they are with this particular track and see if there's sort of certain things that are coming out within the writing. And sort of maybe suggest, maybe there's a few that, especially if it's for the ones who want to go into the studio, because obviously going to a studio costs quite a lot of money. we want to make sure that, you know, the song is in a particular place before they do that. But I'd say, yeah, getting them to fill in a form, say what their goals are.
Right. Can't a lot of them, maybe not a lot of them, but can't some of the ones who want to be, they're more concerned with being songwriters than they are song performers. They could probably knock off a pretty good demo in their own home studios, and you can help them polish that up, and then they can send that around to different places.
Absolutely. I mean, the thing is, especially for one of the reasons I look at the vocal, for example, because if there's people that want to be songwriters and maybe singing is not their thing, and say, for example, they sing on the demo themselves, I would sort of look at the type of lyric that they've written, and it's also the type of sort of production that they might, you know, because as you say, they'd probably make a pretty good demo and look at the type of production, and then suggest maybe the type of voice that would actually really suit that particular style of song, so that when they go to pitch it, it makes, you know, because it makes sure that the vocal is, you know, really selling the song. Because in this day and age, in the old days, you know, you could sort of send something maybe a bit more basic to labels and publishers and stuff like that, and they could kind of see through things. But now, you, especially in the world of sync, everything has to be there. So we don't want anything to be distracting for the listener on the other end.
So in other words, if the songwriter isn't much of a vocalist and wants to put together something, it would probably behoove that person to find a vocalist.
Absolutely.
To come in to his, even if it's just his or her home studio, and lay down that vocal track so as to dazzle. I think what I'm hearing is kind of like much of what we see in the online world when you're trying to reach people out there in the cyber universe. You've got about 8 seconds to get their attention.
And do you know what? That's 100%. So even though I've talked about the first minute, because A&R people are so saturated, because obviously it's a lot easier to get things to, you know, to even open the email. You know, even to open the email is an ask. And so if you've managed to get them to open the email, that is a, you know, that's like, you know, you've got a place through the Fort Knox door. And so, you know, as you quite rightly say, within that 8 seconds, boom, needs to hit them.
Do you do any kind of representation for any of the artists after you've worked with them?
At this present moment, I don't, but it's something that I would certainly consider it in the future.
Because the reason I ask that, I don't know how it is across the pond, as folks like to say, but over here it's very hard for a songwriter, or say a screenwriter, somebody who's writing movies, to get somebody to actually open that up and look at it unless it comes from a third party. They don't
I'd say that that is pretty much the same here. I mean, I'm going to be honest, actually, how I got my publishing deal with the track was because I had had the producer who got me to, because I did the top line for it, and it was the feature artist on it. And so if you go and check it out, that's me singing. But I'd had a relationship with that producer on and off, so to speak, for quite a while. And it just, you know, and I sort of was posting stories on Instagram, all my little demos that I was doing, and he was just, you know, regularly, you know, seeing what I was doing. And he basically knew my voice. And so he basically said, look, we've got this, him and his other co-producer who worked on the track said, look, we think we've got this track that suits your voice. But they only were able to do that because they kind of knew me. So I'd say, to be honest with you, probably networking is a key thing in all of this. So yes, there's the songwriting itself. And it's, you know, it's almost like the two almost like equals. I mean, obviously one wants to focus on the songs, because at the end of the day, if you don't have the songs, you know, it just, you know, but there is a loss of networking. I mean, so in a sense, songwriters aren't necessarily gigging, because obviously the hope is that other people would sing the songs at the gigs, but the equivalent is networking.
So they have to get out there. They have to get out there and they have to find somebody who has some connections in the industry who they can get that person's attention, who will bring the project in for them. I think it's basically litigation that some of the producers are afraid of, because as soon as they get a hold of somebody's unsolicited project and then they put out a song that maybe sounds a little bit like it, they're worried about getting sued. So that's why they like it to come in from third parties.
It's a really, do you know what? It's a really interesting one that's part of that. But here's the thing, in the sync world, they prefer it if they can get the work from an independent artist. And the reason they prefer it is because it saves them having to go through publishers and record labels, and that's extra admin and basically, you know, more money that the TV supervisor is having to pay out. But what I will say is that to even get the TV supervisor's attention, even if you're not signed to a publisher or you're signed to a label, having somebody that knows somebody who knows the Johnny is a bit like that, a little bit. So really, it's more about developing your community and developing your network and doing it in a way that it's kind of that fine line, isn't it? Because obviously when we go to these networking things, we want to sort of make, in inverted commas, the right friends and what have you. But it's kind of going to those things with quite an open mind as well, where you're making a genuine connection. And you know what I mean? And so it's kind of on one level having a clear idea what you want, but at the same time going with an open, authentic mind to actually meet people because you actually care and you want to meet people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's go back to the types of songs themselves and the types of services you do. So like if an artist wanted to write a certain type of song that wanted to break into a certain type of market, there are certain, I don't want to say formulas, and yet there are some formulas that are used, you know, like the verse, bridge, you know, maybe a chorus. I know over in England for a time they were called the middle eight, but the... But like, for example, if you want to write ballads, you have to have a certain amount of things in it that, that people recognize as ballads. And I like to say that, you know, people who want to be pop songwriters need to listen to a lot of the works of, say, Elton John to know what goes into a pop song. And so you then work with them and knowing their aspirations, you say, okay, absolutely, I recommend that you add this or,
One of the things I'm considering actually is even asking on the form, you know, what sort of bands are you into or what sort of artists are you into? Because then it just gives an indication of sort of, at least in their heads, what they think, you know, what they're kind of aspiring to. Now, often, you know, what we think we want to aspire to in our head sometimes doesn't quite translate in what we're actually doing in our work. So my job is to sort of listen to that and go, well, actually, okay, that's interesting. But if you're wanting to go in this direction, you might want to consider doing whatever it is that you need to do with the melody, the, you know, as I said, the melody, the lyric, the arrangement. But at the same time, it's also ensuring that people can put their own voice onto it as well. Because, and that's almost like the golden sweet spot is where you can kind of ultimately, it's like with anything, I suppose, do something that appeals to people, but at the same time, it's also you're appealing to them because actually you've got something unique to offer as well.
Right. You can't be a total clone of something that's out there. No. You have to have your own stamp of personality and your own unique approach to it. But at the same time, if it doesn't have some of these elements that people in that particular industry are looking for, then the chances are less likely that it'll get picked up or it'll get heard.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's, I suppose, to be honest, it depends on the genre actually a bit. So I guess in the more commercial genres like pop and country, although there is interestingly creative wriggle room even in those two, but you know, so yeah, I suppose, for example, in country, there is an expectation that the lyrics, for example, are going to tell a story that people can kind of really hook onto very quickly. So, you know, they're going to have a beginning, they're going to have a middle, they're going to have an end. You're going to know who the characters in them are quite quickly. And there's going to be what we call, for example, sensory language. Whereas in a pop song, there's going to be a bit of that too. But there's also going to be more of a focus on what we call the vibe, the production, the sonics and all that kind of stuff to sort of like keep the pace of the song going. But then on the other hand, in the world of like indie, which is such a wide term in itself, there's a little bit more room for maneuver. But at the same time, what I'd say cuts across everything, absolutely everything. It's having a core idea.
Mm-hmm.
A core idea.
Right. And the core idea is the bones, basically. That's the bones by which the rest of the song is built around. Now, if you could give some advice to aspiring songwriters, what might it be?
I would say every time you invest in your songwriting, you're taking yourself seriously. You know, you're not, just because you aren't necessarily published, you are still taking yourself seriously when you invest in your work. And that is important. And by investment, you're going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. So invest doesn't necessarily mean that they're putting money into it, but they're putting time and energy, or they're studying something that will make them better.
Exactly. I mean, the thing is with songwriting, and I'd say music in general, you never sort of, it's kind of a weird one, isn't it? I mean, some people have their views of what arriving means.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. You know, you think you've arrived, and then you discover something new, and that's the, you know, the kind of greatness of it, but at the same time that's the sort of, you know, the challenge of it.
Right, you've not arrived. Well. You know, I don't want to cut you off on this thought, but I know that we're really running out of time because this really flew by. I've enjoyed this a lot.
Thank you. And it's been great being here too.
But if our listeners are aspiring songwriters and they want to find out more about your services, how do they do that?
They can go to my Instagram, which is Sahoko State, and they can do my, and so it's my Facebook, Sahoko State as well. They can even email me if they want, info@sahokostate.com. There, my website, to be fair, is being redone. They can find out a little bit if they want to go to it, www.sahokostate.com. But I'm going to say by the time this is airing, the website will be done.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
So to our listeners, well, first for you, thank you for being here. And for our listeners, tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. for the Home Business Success Show right here on Biz Radio US. Before I go, I want to tell you that there are some great resources available for home business entrepreneurs, including the Home Business Success Community, an online membership support community of like-minded home business entrepreneurs. Just contact me to find out more. Go to bizradio.us, click on shows, and then click on the Home Business Success Show, and you'll find all of my contact information. Remember, you can achieve success, freedom, and independence in your own home business. I've done it. Rupert has done it, and you can too. See you next week. This is Hank Eater wishing all of you a fabulous day of home business success.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast and be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.